Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. President Trump and his national security and military advisors are meeting in the White House Situation Room. Republican senators are lining up behind President Trump's handling of the Israel-Iran attacks, including Florida's Rick Scott.
I trust President Trump will do the right thing. We know that Iran cannot have a nuclear weapon.
Some Democrats, like Connecticut Senator Richard Blumenthal, are concerned.
I have no sense, no confidence that we have adequately prepared U.S. personnel in the region.
A jury finds Karen Reed guilty of drunk driving, but not guilty on all other charges, including second-degree murder in the death of her Boston police officer boyfriend. She gets 1 year probation. The FDA approves a powerful new shot offering near-perfect protection against HIV, only two injections a year. The Federal Reserve decided not to lower a key interest rate charged banks, so there's no downward pressure on consumer loan rates. This is ABC News. Honda is recalling about 259,000 cars. The brake pedal may shift out of position, increasing the risk of a crash or injury. Cleanup in West Virginia after deadly flooding destroyed buildings and knocked out power. Governor Patrick Morrissey says 8 people died and 1 person is missing. But Morrissey also says everyone survived from an apartment complex that was destroyed.
I went there on Monday. I surveyed the damage. And if you would see it in person, you would think it's a miracle that no one died from that. I mean, it was truly unbelievable to see how the building buckled and how the water came in.
The governor says crews are going house to house in the flood zone, checking up on people. Gallery Books announcing that it will publish The Book of Sheen by Charlie Sheen this September. No ghostwriter, Sheen wrote it himself, says the publisher, which calls it a memoir of the mistakes we make and also the demons we can't shake. A mixed day on Wall Street. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
Fuller's Milker Center, LLC, Lancaster and Richland Center, is your GIA dealer. See Fuller's for quality route service, milk time checks, and inflation maintenance. Visit FullersMilkerCenter.com. WRCO,
100.9 FM, Richland Center.
WRCO News this evening is sponsored by Pine Valley Community Village. Make it your choice for senior living. We're currently at 68 degrees. Looking at the skies becoming, or could see patchy fog late possible tonight. Rain easing up, but highs of 62. Again, right now at 68 degrees.
Yes, hungry Richland Center. The Pine Valley Foundation invites you to the Pine Valley Chicken Barbecue Sunday, June 22nd at 25951 Circle View Lane, starting at 11 until gone. For just $14, enjoy a delicious half chicken dinner with all the fixings and pie. Kids' meals are just $5. Dine in or drive through on County Road O. There's also a silent auction with great items like a handmade quilt, Packers gear, gift baskets, and more. Plus, live music from Monty Burger at 1 under the gazebo. Questions? Call 608-649-1728 or Mo at 608-780-5735. Don't miss it.
Good evening. For WRCO News, I'm Joanne Krulotz. Fresh Realm establishments in San Clemente, California, Montezuma, Georgia, and Indianapolis, Indiana are recalling chicken fettuccine Alfredo products that may be adulterated with an outbreak strain of Listeria monocytogenes, or LM. Out of an abundance of caution, the company is voluntarily recalling all products produced prior to June 17th that are available under the following brand names and shipped to Kroger and Walmart retail locations nationwide. 32.8-ounce tray packages containing market-side grilled chicken Alfredo with fettuccine tender pasta with creamy Alfredo sauce, white meat chicken, and shaved Parmesan cheese with Best By date, June 27, 2025 or prior. 12.3-ounce tray packages containing market-side grilled chicken Alfredo with fettuccine, tender pasta, with creamy Alfredo sauce, white meat chicken, broccoli, and shaved Parmesan cheese, with Best By date June 26, 2025 or prior. And 12.5-ounce tray packages containing Home Chef Heat and Eat Chicken Fettuccine Alfredo with pasta, grilled white meat chicken, and Parmesan cheese, with Best By date June 19, 2025 or prior. The products bear the USDA mark of inspection on the product label, as well as establishment numbers ESTP50784, ESTP47770, or ESTP47718, printed on the side of the packaging. The Department of Agriculture's Food Safety and Inspection Service and public health partners are investigating an outbreak of LM that currently includes 17 ill people in 13 states. As of June 17th, there have been 3 reported deaths and 1 fetal loss associated with this outbreak. Consumption of food contaminated with LM can cause Listeriosis, a serious infection that primarily affects older adults, persons with weakened immune systems, and pregnant women and their newborns. Less commonly, people outside these risk groups are affected. Listeriosis can cause fever, muscle aches, headache, stiff neck, confusion, loss of balance, and convulsions, sometimes preceded by diarrhea or other gastrointestinal symptoms. An invasive infection spreads beyond the gastrointestinal tract. In pregnant women, the infection can cause miscarriages, stillbirths, premature delivery, or life-threatening infection of the newborn. In addition, serious and sometimes fatal infections in older adults and people with weakened immune systems. Listeriosis is treated with antibiotics. People in the higher risk categories who experience flu-like symptoms within 2 months after eating contaminated food should seek medical care and tell the healthcare provider about eating the contaminated food. The Joint Finance Committee finalized another piece of Republican state budget, this time the operating budget for the Department of Corrections. There are some increases, but a fraction of what was included in the governor's proposal. The Republicans' plan includes about $136 million in increases for the Department of Corrections statewide over the next 2 years. That includes paying for 18 new employees across the department. Governor Tony Evers' plan would have invested $500 million. Large chunks of that money would have gone toward closing long-troubled facilities in the state, including Green Bay Correctional Institution, Lincoln Hills, and Copper Lake. Republicans say they'll get to the capital budget, which in theory would include projects like that, in tomorrow's session. A unanimous decision released Tuesday by the Wisconsin Supreme Court returned some authority over resolving lawsuits to the state's attorney general without involvement of the legislature's Joint Finance Committee. Committee co-chair Senator Howard Markline says the ruling wasn't a surprise.
I don't think anything is really effectively going to change. Anytime we've got a settlement notice, we have very quickly acted on that. We've approved every single one of those settlements.
In a statement, Attorney General Josh Call said the ruling on the lame duck law passed by Republicans in 2018 will allow the Wisconsin Department of Justice to more efficiently resolve the cases impacted by the decision, including civil actions enforcing consumer and environmental protection laws. Donors and volunteers answered the call by the Red Cross as 60 units of blood were collected at the Muscadet Community Blood Drive Tuesday, including 26 double red cell donations. Registration volunteers were Jackie Schmadick, Asher Frazier, and Kate Frazier. Dorcas St. Peter served refreshments and provided homemade baked goods. The next Muscadet Community Blood Drive is Tuesday, August 26, from 11:30 to 5:30, and is available for scheduling now. A disturbance led to arrest in Mineral Point. Iowa County Sheriff Michael Peterson reports that Tuesday morning at approximately 11:10, deputies responded to a report of a disturbance in progress at a residence located on Survey Road. Upon arrival, deputies encountered multiple individuals, and following a thorough investigation on scene and interviews with witnesses, law enforcement officers arrested two individuals in connection with the events that transpired. Christopher Alex Cutler, 32, of Linden, was arrested for multiple charges, including criminal damage to property, battery, and disorderly conduct with a weapon modifier. Cutler allegedly damaged property at the scene, engaged in a physical altercation, and discharged a firearm outside the residence. Witness statements and physical evidence supported the charges filed. Mariah Rose Spink, 20, also of Linden, was arrested and charged with criminal damage to property and obstructing an officer. Spink initially claimed responsibility for several actions, including property damage and firearm discharge. However, further investigation revealed she was attempting to shield another individual and later admitted to causing only minor damage to a vehicle with a knife. No injuries requiring medical attention were reported by the individuals involved, and there was no indication of ongoing threat to the public. The firearm was discharged in what was later described by the suspect as a safe direction after the primary incident on private property in a rural area. Both individuals were taken into custody without further incident.
For years, you've relied on the shoebox and Black Earth for selection, the right size, and that comfortable fit. Now you can save even more right across the street at the Bargain Box. You'll find great deals on athletic shoes, casual and dress shoes, and boots for everyone in the family at prices that'll knock your socks off. No problem, they sell socks too. Stop in today at the Bargain Box across the street from the original shoebox on Highway 14 in Black Earth.
Today's vital statistics are sponsored by Krause Monument. Krause Monument Company designs and produces granite headstones, gravestones, grave markers, monuments, and memorials. Eugene Gene Hatch, 87, of Blue River, died Sunday. Funeral services will be held Thursday at 11 at St. John the Baptist Catholic Church in Muscadet. Burial will follow in St. John's Cemetery. Friends may call at the Pratt Funeral Home in Muscadet today from now until 7, and again tomorrow morning from 10 until the departure to the church at 10:45. Eugene Gene Hatch, 87, of Blue River. John Frank Kataravic, 98, of Casanova, died May 26. A celebration of life will be held Friday at 11 at the Cleary Memorial Funeral Home in Richland Center. The Casanova American Legion McNamara Jasper Post 491 will provide military honors at the funeral home. Friends may call at the Cleary Memorial Funeral Home Friday from 9 until the time of service at 11. Memorials may be made to a charity of your choice or Zion Lutheran Church in Laval. John Frank Kataravic, 98, of Casanova. William Cairns, age 73, died June 5th. A celebration of life will be held Friday from 11 to 3 at the Muscadet Park Lion Shelter. Memorials may be made to the Muscadet Public Library. The Cleary Memorial Funeral Home is assisting the family with arrangements for William Cairns, age 73. Dolores Lori Grell, 88, of Gotham, died Monday at our house in Richland Center. Funeral services will be held at 1 o'clock Friday at the Pratt Memorial Chapel in Richland Center. Burial will be held in the Brown Church Cemetery. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Friday from 11 until the time of service at 1. Dolores Lori Grell, 88, of Gotham. Fred Hostler, 93, of Waseca, died May 12th in La Crosse. Friends may call at the Kendall Funeral Home in Boscobel Saturday from 9 to noon. Burial will be at the Bagley Cemetery with military honors. In lieu of flowers, donations to Sugar Creek Bible Camp or St. John's Lutheran Church are appreciated. Fred Hostler, 93, of Waseca. Lorraine Ann Schramm, 87, of Lone Rock, died Sunday. Funeral services will be held at 11 o'clock Saturday at the Pratt Memorial Chapel in Richland Center, with burial to follow in the Button Cemetery in Buena Vista Township. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Saturday from 8:30 until the time of service at 11. Lorraine Ann Schramm, 87, of Lone Rock. Richard N. Hackle, 83, of Muscadet, died June 9th. Funeral services will be held Saturday at noon at St. John the Baptist Catholic Church, with military rites to be provided by the Muscadet American Legion Post 85. Burial will be held in St. John's Catholic Cemetery at a later date. Friends may call at St. John's Gym in Muscadet Saturday from 9 until the time of departure to the church at 11:45. The family suggests memorials be directed to the Muscadet Fire or EMS. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements. For Richard N. Hackle, 83, of Muscadet. Wade Aaron McLeod, 51, of Spring Green, died unexpectedly Thursday. Funeral services will be held Monday at 11 at the Richardson Stafford Funeral Home in Spring Green. A private burial will be held in the East Side Cemetery in Dodgeville. Friends may call at the funeral home Monday from 10 until the time of service at 11. In lieu of flowers, memorials may be made to the Lone Rock Community Congregational Church. Wade Aaron McLeod, 51, of Spring Green. Georgine A. Worthington, 91, of Richland Center, died Monday at the Richland Hospital. Funeral services will be held Tuesday at 11 at St. Mary of the Assumption Catholic Church in Richland Center. Private family burial will be held in St. Mary's Catholic Cemetery at a later date. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Monday from 4 until 7. Friends may also call at St. Mary of the Assumption Catholic Church Tuesday from 10 until the time of Mass at 11. Georgine A. Worthington, 91, of Richland Center. Clarence Daniel Wipf, 73, of Richland Center, died today. Funeral services will be held at 11 o'clock next Wednesday, June 25th, at Grace Life Church in Richland Center, with burial in the English Ridge Cemetery. Friends may call at the Clary Memorial Funeral Home in Richland Center Tuesday from 4 to 7. Friends may also call at Grace Life Church next Wednesday, June 25th, from 10:30 until the time of service at 11. Clarence Daniel Wipf, 73, of Richland Center.
At U.S. Cellular, we created an event called Us Days to celebrate our customers, like Tina here.
Yeah, it feels like a massive fireworks display just for me.
Uh-huh, and the grand finale is we're giving all customers a free phone with no trade-in.
What?
I said...
Celebrate Us Days at U.S. Cellular.
Terms apply. Visit cellplus.com for details. What he said was, all customers get a free phone with no trade-in. Us Days is back. Going on now at U.S. Cellular in Richland Center, Spring Green, and Viroqua.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Good evening. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot for WRCO. Well, a cloudy, damp, and dreary day today with on and off rain. Maybe a thunderstorm still expected this evening. Highs scrape the low 70s, and tonight we'll fall to the low 60s. As the rain eases up overnight, patchy fog is possible, especially in the morning. Winds will be calm and barely moving. Then tomorrow, it'll clear, giving way to partly sunny skies and a summery day. Highs reach the mid-80s. We'll be feeling some feisty winds gusting out of the northwest. And then tomorrow night, it'll be mild with spotty showers and thunderstorms possible. And some of them could be strong to severe, packing the risks of hail and high winds. For Friday, it'll be warm and sticky still. Highs in the mid-80s once again, still scattered showers and rounds of thunderstorms possible. This is because the warm front is lifting through the state. Because after that, we're actually going to be clear and dry through the weekend. No rain to worry about after an active week. But we do have to worry about something else. The high heat. I know it's probably what some of us have wished for. It's summer, of course, at this point. Friday marks the first day of the summer solstice. So Saturday and Sunday, we're kicking it off the right way. Highs hit the mid-90s. But it gets worse. Because the humidity is going to be skyrocketing. Dew points are going to be in the mid-70s. That feels oppressive for most people. It's like Florida weather right here over Wisconsin. It's going to make our heat index what it feels like to our bodies actually feel like the low 100s, triple digits. 100 to 105 degrees is what it's going to feel like to us on both Saturday and Sunday. So what I suggest, AC, shaded areas, fans, all of the above. But what you can do right now is hydrate. Get ready for this. Our bodies take a toll. We stay sunny and we stay hot and very muggy into Monday too. Highs still in the low 90s. Hope you enjoy the rest of your evening. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot for WRCO.
Richland County Bank is a community bank. Why is that important to you? Community banks tend to base their lending decisions on local knowledge gained through long-time relationships with families, farms, and businesses. A community bank's deposits are primarily local, and the bank's loans are to local people and businesses. A community bank's assets are a real asset to the local community, where new businesses, students, and entrepreneurs of all types have a voice that is heard and appreciated. Since 1881, the Richland County Bank has provided people in the area with quality banking service. It's local people serving local people. It's local people and their community bank working together for the good of the community today and the community's well-being tomorrow. It's what "where others have their branches, we have our roots" really means. Learn how Richland County Bank can be the community partner you're looking for at richlandcountybank.com or by calling 608-647-6306. Richland County Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
It's a cloudy 68 degrees, and that is up from a morning low of 65, our high being 70. Yesterday's high was 86, and no precipitation to report. A record high on this day, 94, set in 1994. A record low, 42, set in 1940. Last year on this day, our high was 89, while our low was 75. Sunset today will be at 8:45. Sunrise tomorrow will be at 5:21. A tenth of an inch of rain has fallen today. The barometer holding steady after falling this afternoon. It's at 29.85, and we have light southeast winds. Again, it's 68 degrees.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
WRCO's Evening Sports is sponsored by the Schwartz Insurance, providing you the most complete insurance protection at the most competitive rates. Phil Nee has all conference news from area spring sports.
The Ridge and Valley Conference is out with its all-conference baseball selections this week. Seneca won the league, going 12-2. Weston and Ithaca tied for second at 11-3. And DeSoto went 9-5. North Crawford 7-7 during a very competitive conference. First-team all-conference members include, from Weston, senior Garrett Jennings and junior Isaac Jennings. From Ithaca, senior Sammy Clary, Wesley Nelson, a senior, and junior Houston Boland. From DeSoto, Finn Roble and Bryce Schultz, both juniors. North Crawford juniors Landon Blaha and Colin Jacobus. And from Seneca, Dawson Davidson and Owen Opright, both seniors, and Gage Wall, a junior. Cooper Lummis of Wazika Steuben, a junior, rounds out the first-team all-conference. Second-team members include Wyatt Hilby, a senior from Ithaca, DeSoto senior Harris Krieger, Kickapoos Evan Wallace, a senior, North Crawford Sawyer Staluka, a sophomore, seniors Briar Wall and Jack Gallagher from Seneca, senior Brett Wagner of Wazika Steuben, and Garrett Granger, a senior with Weston, all named to the second team. Honorable mention players from the Ridge and Valley include DeSoto's Lane Gelf, Cody Burns of Ithaca, Jace Nagel, Kickapoo, Zach Hansen, Lafarge, Zach Bender, North Crawford, and Jackson Konacek from Seneca, along with Bentley Dooms, a freshman from Wazika Steuben, and Trevor Westfall, a junior with the Weston Silver Eagles. Special awards were given out, including the sportsmanship team. They include Peyton Krieger of DeSoto, Ben Hipsch, Ithaca, Evan Wallace, Kickapoo, Jordan Franks, Lafarge, North Crawford's Hunter Smith, Hunter Hagensek of Seneca, Ruger Patz of Wazika Steuben, and Hunter Coy, Weston. The Pitcher of the Year was recognized as senior Jack Gallagher of Seneca, the Player of the Year, Ithaca senior Sammy Clary, and the Coach of the Year, North Crawford head coach Adam Stenner. That's a look at the Ridge and Valley All-Conference baseball selections this year.
Someone once said, bank robbery is more of a sure thing than farming. While this sounds humorous, it may be true. Many things in life are a gamble, but farming is truly a big gamble. Schwartz Insurance would like to be sure to take this opportunity to salute our hardworking farmers and say thank you. Schwartz Insurance and Wilson Mutual want everyone to be sure that your insurance protection is not a gamble. Please call our local staff at 647-8891 for a review of your insurance protection.
The new Packer president says he's planning no contract extensions for general manager Brian Gutekunst and head coach Matt LaFleur yet. And Policy takes over for Mark Murphy next month. Some moves could be coming because Policy says he's generally opposed to a coach or GM working on the last year of a contract. ESPN quotes him as saying he has three main goals when he takes over: win football games, keep the team in Green Bay, and strengthen the community. The Milwaukee Bucks need a big man, Kyle Kuzma, to improve his value before they trade him. That means he likely won't be dumped this offseason. Behind the Bucks, Pass.com reports that the team's options are limited. Kuzma's trade value has gone down since he came to Milwaukee. If Milwaukee keeps Giannis Antetokounmpo, it still has the chance to make a move in the NBA Eastern Conference. A rebound by Kuzma in the first part of next season could at least give the Bucks a chance to trade him for something better. The Badgers are one of several high-profile college basketball programs that have contacted Milwaukee shooting guard prospect Duney Johnson. As for BadgerWire.com, they reports Johnson is listed as a five-star recruit, and he's the number one player from the state of Wisconsin. Marquette is also looking at the young star. Programs like Kentucky, Gonzaga, and Washington have touched base. Scouts say he could even be the or can even be better than another five-star recruit from Wisconsin, which is Con Canupo. And the Brewers in action this evening as they try to rebound from a tough loss to the Cubs yesterday. 7:05 first pitch time tonight in Chicago for the Brewers. You can hear the game on WRCE AM 1450 FM 107.7. For WRCO Sports, I'm Bo Henricks.
If you have summer plans, then make Macy's Summer Style Sale your first stop. That's because you'll find amazing deals on exactly what you need to make any summer occasion feel like a getaway. Whether you're headed to the beach or your friend's backyard, we're talking matching sets, airy linen, swimsuits, cover-ups, and so much more for 25 to 50% off. Yeah, up to half off. So no matter where you're going, head to the Summer Style Sale starting tomorrow at Macy's. Savings off already reduced prices. Exclusions apply.
Get ready, Richland Center. Something sweet is headed your way. The Oakwood Fruit Farm Bakery will be opening in July, and that means apple cider donuts, buttery turnovers, and fresh baked cookies that keep you coming back. Plus, the retail store will be open, too, at 31128 Apple Ridge Road. Hungry yet? Watch for updates on Facebook and get ready to make Oakwood Fruit Farm part of your summer.
Oakwood Fruit Farms, that's the one for family fun. Oakwood Fruit Farms, that's the one for family.
Come visit the Akey School Museum Sundays, June through September, from 1 to 4 in the afternoon. See the history and all of the one-room school relics that are available for you. It's located midway between Twin Bluffs and Highway 60. Come visit us this summer.
This farm news and market update from Brownfield on WRCO Radio is sponsored in part by Tim Slack Auction and Realty, LLC, offering professional auction service and real estate, household hay, firewood, produce, and farm machinery. Visit TimSlackAuctionRealty.com for more information on upcoming sales.
Corn was higher Wednesday. Soybeans, cattle, and hogs finished mixed. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield market update. Speed wins. That's why Stein's focused on delivering higher yielding genetics faster than the competition, why they've released more new Enlist E3 lines than any other company. Stein has yield. Soybeans ended the session mixed. Most forecasts you have hotter temperatures in many areas starting later this week or early next week, but at least for now, it's expected to be a pretty short-lived pattern. Crush margins are solid, and soybean oil demand expectations remain strong. July beans are up 3/4 at 1074 and 3/4. August was a half higher at 1076 and 3/4. July soybean meal was down 20 cents at 284.90. July soybean oil was 2 points lower at 54.77. Corn was modestly higher. Monitoring development conditions, expecting generally good rainfall in parts of the region to go along with those hotter temperatures. Export offers from Argentina are now below U.S. prices, which could cut into export demand. July corn was up 2 at 433.5, and September was 5.25 higher at 429. Wheat was in the lead, though, on speculative and technical buying, along with the decline in the dollar during the session. Chicago and Kansas City were anticipating more winter wheat harvest delays in parts of the Midwest and Plains. Minneapolis was watching rain chances in the northern U.S. Plains and Canada. July Chicago was up 25.25 at 574.25. July Kansas City was 23.5 higher at 571.25. July Minneapolis wheat was up 15.5 at 646.25. Live and feeder cattle were mostly higher, waiting for direct business and Friday's on feed numbers. August live was up $1.02 at $2.1167. October was 67 higher at $2.0922. August feeders were up 82 cents at $3.0417. September feeders were 90 higher at $3.0380. And hogs were mixed on spread trade, the higher cash during the session and the lower midday move in pork. July was up 52 at $112.17. August was 20 higher at $112. Brent Barnett has your full look at the cash livestock markets after this.
Knowledge is power, especially as livestock producers navigate unprecedented volatility in the markets. Hi, I'm Megan Grebner, host of Brownfield's weekly livestock market update. Each week, we check in with our expert ag economists to find out what's driving the markets and how it impacts your operations. While no one can guarantee your profitability, we can provide insight and data to make better, more informed decisions for your operation. Tune in to the weekly Livestock Market Update each week on Brownfield.
I'm Chris Jakimick. I served in the United States Air Force, and I deployed 3 times. So in 2017, I was serving as an Air Force First Sergeant. Our motto in that role is, my job is people, everyone is my business. But unfortunately, in that year, I would lose my own brother, Lance Corporal Adam Jakimick, to suicide. The majority of veteran suicides are from guns. I store my weapons securely, not only for myself, but for my family. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide. My service never stops.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
Cash cattle trade activity had some light business on Wednesday. A light dress trade was reported in parts of Nebraska at $3.76 on a dressed basis, $4 lower than the previous week's weighted averages. Boxed beef closed higher with choice up $2.36 at $3.88.87 and select up 20 cents at $3.72.74. The choice select spread was $16.13. Estimated cattle slaughter was 113,000 head, up 3,000 on the week and down more than 7,000 on the year. Cash hogs closed steady to sharply higher on Wednesday. Barrels and gilts at the National Daily Direct were sharply higher, up 483, with a base range of 102 to 115 and a weighted average price of 114.07. Pork values were lower at the close, down 161 at 118.28. Estimated hog slaughter was 481,000 head, up 1,000 on the week and up more than 2,200 on the year. I'm Brent Barnett, Brownfield.
Meister Log and Lumber Company would like to remind all landowners with timber property that their trees are a valuable asset. You can rely on Meister Log and Lumber Company to help you manage your property's timber value for now and years to come. They've been buying logs and standing timber in southwest Wisconsin since 1936. Meister's professional forest management staff will help you meet your timber's potential. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log and Lumber, 608-434-4413.
I'm Brent Barnett with Ag Headline News on Brownfield. The USDA has announced its plan to combat the northward spread of New World screwworm. Ethan Lane with NCBA says the five-point plan announced by Ag Secretary Brooke Rollins on Wednesday sends a very clear message.
Secretary Rollins and her team at USDA are taking this very seriously and taking all measures possible to make sure they protect the U.S. cattle industry from this threat and ensure that we don't have to repeat the 1960s.
More news is next.
Illicit fentanyl is the deadliest drug threat that our nation has ever experienced. It has killed hundreds of thousands. Many of its victims didn't even know they were getting fentanyl. Such a tragedy. This is Robert De Niro. One of those tragic deaths was my beautiful grandson, Leo. He was just 19 years old. Fentanyl doesn't care, but you do. Join us in the fight against fentanyl. Find us online at ladrfoundation.org.
High School in the USA Cultural Exchange Program makes lifelong connections by embracing new cultures. It's a chance to share your story, traditions, and customs with others while discovering a new culture, writing your own home. We match students with host families to feel less like a guest and more like a member of the family. If you're interested in embarking on a new adventure as a host family, visit highschoolintheusa.com or shoot an email to info@highschoolintheusa.com.
Assistant Professor of Agricultural and Consumer Economics at the University of Illinois says the new study shows the global food system faces growing risks from climate change even as farmers seek to adapt. Andrew Holtgren, lead study author, tells Brownfield,
adaptation is really important. It mitigates about 34% of losses from climate change by the end of the century. But losses still persist. And in a high warming future, we're looking at about a 24% loss in yield.
Holtgren says farmer adaptations could include switching crops or relying on irrigation. U.S. ethanol production backed off a little bit last week. Production averaged 1,109,000 barrels per day, 11,000 lower than the previous week's all-time high, but 52,000 higher than a year ago. U.S. ethanol stocks of 24.1 million barrels were up 390,000 on the week and 500,000 on the year. I'm Brent Barnett with Brownfield.
Honeybee declines could impact the future of production agriculture. I'm Erin Anderson, and this is Managing for Profit on Brownfield. In this episode of Managing for Profit, Michigan-based veterinarian Terry Ryan Kane talks about mass honeybee declines and how these could impact our food system. Learn how your bottom line could depend on pollinators. We'll find out more right after this on Brownfield.
Merck Empower provides dairy producers with tailored precision management to optimize milk production and quality.
It can be difficult at times to identify very early animals that are exhibiting abnormal behaviors or clinical signs. The monitoring system, be it through the collars or through the ear tags, alerts the producer or the farmer that this animal is not performing to what it would be its normal parameters. And so somebody then needs to go and look. When they are alerted, they can provide more targeted treatments and earlier treatments.
Livestock and dairy veterinarian Dr. John Champagne says it's been most helpful in identifying emerging threats, especially with the development of highly pathogenic avian influenza.
Birds that utilize our sense of dairy monitoring system, they are able to detect abnormal changes within their cattle populations prior to those herds testing positive.
Visit productive-cows.com or contact a Merck Animal Health representative to learn the best Empower approach to keep your cows productive.
Michigan-based veterinarian says a large decline in U.S. honeybee populations over the last year could impact the viability of food production. Terry Ryan Kane says beekeepers nationwide are seeing a 70 to 100% collapse in their colonies.
In the 70s, when I first took beekeeping, there were over 6 million hives in the United States. By 1980, we were down to 4.5 million. Well, by 87, we were down to 3.9 million hives. That's when the number one killer of bees came to the United States, called a Varroa destructor. It's a mite that infects a pest on bees that is lethal to bees. And so beekeepers treat for mites. By 1995, we were down to 2.8 million. And then in 2006, we were down to 2.4 million hives. And that was when we had that years of what we called colony collapse disorder, CCD. We're seeing more storms, more tornadoes, more hurricanes, later springs, milder winters, floods and droughts. As our bee herd travels around the country, they're assaulted by different diseases, different habitats, different climate, different pesticides. All of these things are contributing to these losses.
She tells Brownfield, pollinators are essential to food production.
You go to the grocery store and you pick out what you want, and some things are in plastic, some things are not. Farmers markets are becoming more popular with people. We can live without chickens and pigs and cows, but we cannot live without our pollinators. But if we want to have all of the cantaloupe, blueberries, coffee, chocolate, melons, peppers, tomatoes, all those things, we need animal pollinators. So they really are probably the most important livestock animal to agriculture are these insects. Animal pollination.
A partnership with Project APHIS, the American Beekeeping Federation, the American Honey Producers Association, and the U.S. Department of Agriculture's Agricultural Research Service Laboratories are working to find the cause of the mass declines. Ryan Kane says finding a solution to mass honeybee declines will help strengthen the future of the U.S. food supply. I'm Erin Anderson, and this is Managing for Profit on Brownfield.
Need it, but don't need to own it? Rent it at McFarland's in Sauk City. Everything to help make your party or project a success. Tables, tents, tablecloths, treat machines, and more. Rug cleaners, floor sanders, tile cutters, and chainsaws. McFarland's is your one-stop project center for DIY home renovators. It's all here under one roof. McFarland's, your complete and replete, I repeat, rental center. One block south of Highway 12 at 780 Carolina Street, where service is a family tradition.
Well, we're 20 minutes out from the 6 o'clock hour, and going on right now, you can be enjoying a very special dinner as Richland Center United Methodist Church is serving their annual pie and ice cream social until 7. A free will offering will be accepted, but that sounds delicious. Right now, though, we're going to hear from Jay Mathis with Drinking from the Bottle.
Girl, you look so good in white. Takes me back to those summer nights. What didn't I hold when I held you? Now the tables are set, the food is done. Guess you finally found the one. The best man wants a toast to the well-being of both. And I'd raise a glass to long white picket fences. Picket fences and greener grass on the other side. Hot cheers to you.
We'll be right back.
my trains.
Some unfortunate news coming in. The Brewers' game tonight against the Cubs has been postponed due to the rain in the area, so no Brewer baseball this evening as the Brewers and Cubs, I guess, have the night off due to some not-so-nice weather. They'll be back in action tomorrow afternoon, though. A 1:10 first pitch time in the afternoon tomorrow.
Are you experiencing any of the following? Rotator cuff or chronic shoulder pain? Knee pain that won't go away? Maybe even facing a knee replacement? Plantar fasciitis? Foot or ankle pain? Call Benson Chiropractic in Muscadet at 739-9000 to schedule a free consult to see if you are a good candidate to use shockwave therapy. Shockwave therapy is an advanced state-of-the-art therapy that can help you feel better, improve function, and help regenerate tissue. It really could be the miracle you've been looking for. Again, that number is 739-9000 for Benson Chiropractic of Muscadet.
KJ Cold Storage is a warehouse that is locally owned and operated, located in southwest Wisconsin, and is ready to take in and store products in need of refrigeration. KJ Cold Storage is committed to providing a safe, sanitary, and secure storage space. The 50,000 square foot refrigerated facility features 7,680 pallet positions ready to fill and three loading docks to keep drivers moving. Call 739-5085. KJ Cold Storage, all your needs for cold storage.
If you're looking for the perfect flooring for your next project, whether it's carpet, tile, wood, or laminate, Badger Land Flooring has you covered. Not sure what suits your space? Visit Jamie, Amy, and the team at their showroom at 1475 Highway 14 East Richland Center. With over 40 years of installation experience, they will guide you to the best flooring solution and ensure it's done right. Stop by Badger Land Flooring and let their expertise bring your flooring vision to life.
Midwesterners believe in hard work, learning valuable skills, and making smart decisions. We have a right to the things we are willing to work for, but we know that sometimes we all need a little help when things get tough. We believe in helping those who've been knocked down or left behind, and we do that. And so should our government. The current budget bill going through Congress is supported by people who have forgotten that they are there to work for us. Instead of giving tax dollars back to us in times and in places where we need help, they want to give it away to those who don't need it. A lot of billionaires worked hard for their money, and good for them. But our government giving them tax breaks that simply increase their wealth is not a smart decision. And it's not what Midwesterners know is fair. We all deserve the opportunity to increase our standard of living. We don't want handouts. We just want a fair shake. And this budget bill does not do that. Call your representatives and tell them that the hardworking middle class needs a budget bill that works for us. This message is brought to you by Economic Equity Now.
It's a celebration 40 years in the making. Muscadet Mini Mart is turning 40, and you're invited. Join the fun this Friday, June 20th from 11 until 2. There'll be kids' bounce houses, ice cream treats, free brats and hot dogs, and exciting giveaways. And don't miss your chance to celebrate Kathy's retirement. Come and enjoy her smile and wish her the very best as she starts a brand new chapter. It's all happening at Muscadet Mini Mart, where friends, family, and community come together in Muscadet. Don't miss the 40th anniversary celebration Friday.
100.9 WRCO.
side of the tracks. I stood on the rail till I saw that train, just to see how my heart would react. Now some people say that you shouldn't tempt fate, and for them I cannot disagree. But I never learned nothing from playing it safe. I say fate should not tempt me. I take my chances. By remote, I found a preacher who spoke of the light, but there was brimstone in his throat. He'd show me the way according to him in return for my personal check. I flipped my channel back to CNN and I lit another cigarette. I take my chances. Cut me deep. I've been frozen out and I've been on fire, and the tears are mine to weep. But I can cry until I laugh, or laugh until I cry. So cut the tape right in half. I'll play from either side. I take my chances.
Stay stuck in mine. You drove away from me, left me staring at the phone at midnight. I'm just trying to be real with it. Just make a deal, deal with it. I just quit hiding in the whiskey. If other women didn't have your name, if I could rearrange a couple cold memories and turn them all into something that I hate. Don't shake my hand on it, 'cause I might forget to let yours go. But I'm gonna be honest, wouldn't be leaving a drunk message at the tone if I just quit hiding in the whiskey. If other women didn't have your name, if I could rearrange a couple core memories and turn them all into something that I hate. Never call again. service. If I just quit hiding in the whiskey, if other women didn't have your name, if I could rearrange a couple core memories and turn them all into something that I hate.
Gavin Adcock, Never Call Again. Well, the news is sponsored this brief by Homesteader Store, carrying tractors, chainsaws, snowblowers, and utility vehicles to simplify tough tasks with two locations for your convenience. And by Johnson Tractor, your trusted partner for farm equipment, service, and support. From field to finish, they've got you covered.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. After the White House Situation Room meeting on Israel and Iran, sources familiar with it tell ABC News President Trump told top advisors that he approved of attack plans for Iran, but said he was waiting to see if Iran would be willing to discuss ending their nuclear program. Earlier today, Republican senators were lining up behind the president. South Carolina's Lindsey Graham.
I've never felt better about the end of the Iran nuclear program is very close.
Connecticut Democratic Senator Richard Blumenthal.
I have no sense, no confidence that we have adequately prepared U.S. personnel in the region.
A jury